Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just thank and praise the Lord for this day. Hallelujah. This May 16th. We're in the middle of May already. And we thank God. He's brought us through quite a bit, even on this month. And we give him all the praise. We're going to have Pastor Mom open us up in a word of prayer.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Lord, we thank you for this day. For this day, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You know what to do for us, and you've been with me all the time.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord,
Hallelujah.
For being with me. And carry me all along the way.
Yes, Lord.
I got up this morning and got on the pot my own self.
Hallelujah.
And it's carrying me. Lord, I thank you for
thank
it.
You,
I just thank you. I thank you, Lord, for being with me and standing by me, holding me and holding out on me.
Thank you,
Lord. Just help us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Go with us to stand rise. Lead us along the way.
Yes, Lord.
Lord. Oh, Lord, just take care of us and give us our praise. Lord, thank you for our President of the United States, Lord. Be with us to stand by. Holes and all of our own
hands. Thank you.
And I just thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For what you helped me to do today, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. We just praise you, Lord God. We honor you. We adore you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the glory. True and living God, hallelujah, from everlasting. Hallelujah, Pastor Mom, we thank God, Mom, hallelujah. She's gone through something for the past 2 weeks and then for the past 3 or 4 days. it's been a time of just excruciating pain for her at different points in time during the day and through the night. And we thank God the Lord had just laid on our heart that the pain would be gone by the day. Hallelujah. And it's gone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It decreased over the days. And today the pain is gone. Right, Pastor Mom?
Right, right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And she was able to even to get up on her own this morning. Hallelujah. With the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. She said the Lord told her just get on up. And that's what she did. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for it, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank all of you for praying for Pastor Mom. We know.
Yes.
You know, she's been crying out to the Lord. And we know y'all been crying out to the Lord for her as well. And so we thank the Lord for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God will take you through. And he has taken Pastor Mom through this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you so much. We're so grateful. Hallelujah. Let's go to our Psalm 100, King James Version. Psalm 100, the entire Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. We're going to read it together. Amen. And then we're going to go over to our Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Amen. And I just want you all to get ready to praise the Lord, to give him glory A through Z. Hallelujah. Amen. Those who've been here with us, you know what I'm talking about. So we're going to do a little bit more of that today. But let's start with Psalm 100. Amen. Let's read together. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Come before his present. I'm on the other psalm. Excuse me. let's start over. Psalm 100, verse 1. I'm on Psalm 95. Lord, Lord, hallelujah. It's still good. Psalm 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Magnifying the Lord together. Amen. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. So we started this a couple of weeks ago or so. And we have been just magnifying the Lord, telling the Lord who he is. And so we took on this assignment from the Lord. It could be considered as a little assignment, but it's going to have great implications, you know, when we do it. Praise God. And I believe I got a confirmation of this, our assignment today, for just looking up the names of the Lord to give him praise from A to Z, you know, starting at A, Alpha and Omega, you know. And so I got a text that I want to share, if I can find it, Lord. Okay, I think I remember what it said because I'm not finding it right now. But I got a text this week that says that about small assignments from the Lord. You know, if we'll just take on those, there'll be victory in our lives. Hallelujah. If we're too great to take on the quote unquote small assignments, then, you know, we don't want to turn down what God is saying for us to do. And so this is something that he has for us to do right now, is just to look up who he is from A to Z. Start A, B, C, D, E, F, G, finding out who the Lord is, and then spending some time meditating on that. And what the Lord has said to me was, you know, he wanted that assignment, but they just kind of, you know, poo-pooed it off and like, you know. But for those of us who will do it, we're going to get blessed. Amen. So, Pastor Ma, okay. Now, Pastor Ma's been going through a whole lot lately, but what we're doing is going through the ABCs, and you can pick three alphabets. Whatever you want to pick, it can be consecutive, A, B, C, you could go to C, D, E, you could go to X, Y, Z, but say who the Lord is. Amen. Three different ways you can say who the Lord is. Pastor Mom?
Yes.
Who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is non-provider.
Amen. That's a P.
Mm-hmm.
And who else?
The Lord is my helper.
Hallelujah. That's H. Amen.
The Lord is our Father.
Amen. And that's F. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I say, I give you an A, B, C. The Lord is almighty. Hallelujah. I might have to say a few more A's. He's almighty. He's altogether lovely. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the anointed one. B, he's the beloved. He's beautiful. He's the bread of life. C, he's a coming king. He's the Christ. He's the chief cornerstone. He's the champion. Amen. So we're going to go down the line, and you say who the Lord is to you. Just go through the alphabet. Amen. Minister Rachel and family. You guys, you got your mute on?
No, we were on mute. I had muted my self.
Okay.
Okay. Amber said she wanted to say one. Go ahead.
Say what?
With the Lord to you.
Oh.
I mean, you know, in the alphabet, like you could choose any. Okay, we can say it together. Say, joyous Jesus, J.
Yeah, I want to say A.
Okay, she said she wanted to start with A. Go ahead.
Okay.
Almighty and all-knowing.
Almighty and all-knowing.
Caring, he's our caring comforter. And I'm going to pick K, our kind king.
Amen. Comforter, kind king, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, guys. Hallelujah. Minister Elaine, who is the Lord to you? Go through the alphabet.
Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, H, he is my helper. Hallelujah. R, he's my redeemer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
S, he's my strength.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Sister Debbie?
He's the Alpha and the Omega, and he's a blessing, and he's my comforter, and he's also everlasting and faithful.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I just want you all to know that if you repeat something, it's okay. Amen. Because everything that Jesus is bears to be repeated. Amen. So thank you. Thank you for that, Sister Debbie. Okay, Minister Carey.
Okay, good morning. The Lord is my banner. He covers me. He's my sanctifier. He's my creator.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. Good to hear all of you on this morning. We praise God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's go through our list. And I have found myself just when I'm reading the Bible, and if I'm just listening to somebody preach or something or whatever, and I hear a name of the Lord, I go and write it down and put it in my list. I want my list to be full. Hallelujah. So as I go down that list and just worship the Lord, I'll have more to say about it. Amen. So let's go through this list that we have together. So repeat after me. Lord, you are my strong creator.
Lord, you are my strong creator.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the God who sees.
You are the God who sees.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord, my shepherd.
You are the Lord, my shepherd.
You are the Lord, our righteousness.
You are the Lord, my righteousness.
You are the Lord, our peace.
You are the Lord, our peace.
You are the Lord, our sword.
You are the Lord, my sword.
You are the jealous God.
You are the jealous God.
You are the Lord, my help.
You are the Lord, my help.
You are the Lord, our Father.
You are the Lord, my Father.
You are the Lord, our Judge.
You are the Lord, our Judge.
You are the Lord, my life.
You are the Lord, my life.
You are the mighty God.
You are the mighty God.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the God who forgave.
And you are the Lord my provider.
You are the Lord my provider.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. We're going to go to our declarations now. Amen. So even our declarations are kind of part of the sermon today. Amen. Hallelujah. And we'll get to the sermon later, but it's kind of part of that as well. But Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Amen. So we continue to declare and decree, and things are just being established in our lives. Hallelujah. And his light is shining upon our ways. And Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. So as we speak these words out, hallelujah. Excuse me for a moment. I'm just going to go into the spirit for a moment because I feel like the Lord is trying to say something and I'm trying to continue on. And so I just need to stop right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe we just needed a moment of silence in the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. We trust you, Lord God. We even trust you in silence.
Yes, Lord.
Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. So here are our declarations for the day. Amen. So repeat after me. I have no lack.
I have no lack.
For my God.
For my God.
Meets all my needs.
Meets all my needs.
According
to
his glorious riches. In Christ Jesus. That's from Philippians 4:19. Amen. And keep repeating. The Spirit of Truth comes to me. Teaches me all things. And he guides me into all truth. Therefore, I confess I have perfect knowledge of every situation and every circumstance. Again, for I ask for the wisdom of God. Amen. And that's John 16:13 and James 1:5. Amen. That's all these are good declarations. Hallelujah. And the last one for today is, repeat after me, the peace of God,
that transcends
all understanding, guards my heart and my mind. In Christ Jesus, I think on things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. Hallelujah. That's from Philippians 4:7-8. Amen. The Lord knows all that we need to say out of our mouths. Hallelujah. And the times we need to say it. And so we give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to go into our time of praise and worship. Amen. I was thinking about this song this morning, and I was playing some songs, and as I began to play them, this particular song got stuck, and it wouldn't let me go any further. So I said, okay, Lord, I guess this is what we want to hear this morning. You want us to hear this morning. It's Jesus at the center. Amen. Jesus at the center. So there's a lot of things that's going on in our hearts. Things going on in our homes, things going on even in our country and even in the world. And we just say, Jesus, you're the center. Hallelujah. Amen.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, hear me back, say, Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all.
Always be, it's always been you, Jesus. be the center.
Jesus be the center of my life.
Thank you, Lord. All about you, Lord. All about you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I hope you got blessed by that, but I needed to hear that today. Amen. It's all about him. Hallelujah. Sometimes things go on and our minds and our focus gets centered on something else, but Jesus is the center, and it's all about him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We're going to go into our time of giving. Hallelujah. We're going to do our prayer for finances. But before we even get to that today, we have some birthdays that are coming up. Hallelujah. I try to write down the birthdays and just acknowledge people's birthdays. Now, if you have a birthday that's coming up, or not this coming up, but, you know, if you know that we don't know your birthday, text it to me. Okay, because we wanna honor you for your birthday. Okay, so just text me your birthday. Amen. That'd be great. The people who have a birthday we wanna honor today is Miss Crockett. She's not on the line with us today, but we did see her for Mother's Day last week, and so we honor her and say happy birthday to her. And then we have someone who just may be on the line today with out of Minister Rachel's family, Marcus. His birthday is in a couple of days. Wow. So happy birthday to you, Marcus. I hope you can hear me. Happy birthday. And then we have Sister Kathy, whose birthday is on the 19th of May, and Miss Cleora, whose birthday is on the 19th of May as well. Amen. I think Miss Cleora is going to be 92, or excuse me, no, 91. She's going to be 91, and boy, does she look good for 91. So we just want to say happy birthday, and I'll sing my special happy birthday song. Hallelujah. Now I'll sing the regular one because Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine here, they can sing it with us. Amen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Miss Crockett, Marcus, Sister Kathy, Miss Cleora. Happy birthday to you. Amen. May the good Lord bless you. Hallelujah. And keep you, upon you, and be gracious unto you. And happy birthday to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we'll go into our prayer for finances. And I'm still waiting on others to give their testimony because I'm telling you, God has been blessing in the financial area. He has been blessing. He's been blessing Pastor Mom and myself. He's been blessing the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And I know he's been blessing you too. Amen. So please let me know if you have a testimony on how God has been blessing you. Praise God. And we'll let you share that. You don't have to tell us all your business, and we're not going to try to borrow no money from you. Because I think some people don't want to say it because they say, oh, they know I got money. They're going to want some money from me. Amen. That's fine. You don't have to tell us all the numbers and everything. But just give God the glory on it. Hallelujah. Because Pastor Mom and myself, I was saying last week, what was that? Was that Mother's Day that the Lord stopped me in the middle of praying over the offerings and began to touch me? I began to pray in the Spirit, and the Lord was saying that he was just going to bless people this month. Hallelujah, that money was coming to you this month and favor was coming to you and debt cancellation coming to you, and he said this is a month of grace and favor. So look for that. Look for that in the Lord. And that that very same day, I got a phone call and was blessed with a nice amount of money. Praise God. Hallelujah. The next day, and that was Pastor Mom and I was blessed with that money. Then the next day, Pastor Mom and I was blessed with a check that came in. It wasn't a check. She said cash in the mail. That's not something we're going to do all the time, but she sent it and it made it to us. So we thank God for that. And then after that, that same week, I got another check in the mail. Praise God. Hallelujah, that I was not expecting any of these, but God knew that they were on their way. Praise God. So if you have any testimonies where God has been blessing you, even with debt cancellation, let us know about it because we all want to hear it. Amen. Because some people may say, oh, that apostle, you know, she's an apostle, pastor, she's a pastor. God going to bless him. No, God's going to bless all of us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, I always say how the Lord has led me to get cryptocurrency. Well, Bitcoin took a nosedive, but the other ones didn't. Hallelujah. So, amen. And even when it goes down, we know it's going to come back up by the Spirit of the Lord. So the Lord says, just be at peace. Amen. Just be at peace and ride it out. It's like a little roller coaster. But God is in the midst, and he's at the center of it all. So let's go to our prayer for finances. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So repeat after me. Lord, I commit my finances to you. Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose. May I be a good steward of all that you give me and walk in total agreement as to how it's to be dispersed. I pray that I will learn to live free of burdensome debt where I have not been wise. Bring restoration and give me guidance. Show me how I can help increase my finances and not decrease them unwisely. Help me to remember that all I have belongs to you and to be grateful for it. I pray that
I pray
that I will find it easy
to give to you
and to others as you have instructed
in your word.
Give me wisdom
to
handle money wisely. Help me make good decisions as how I spend. That I will find the perfect balance between spending needlessly and being miserly. May I always be paid well for the work I do. And may my money not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Multiply it so that what I make will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not be anxious about finances,
but
will seek your kingdom
first.
Knowing that as I do, I will have all I need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just thought of another testimony where this past week where a friend of ours, and we know her, Sister McDowell, I'll say her name, she was in a store, and she was buying something in the store. And she told us of the testimony where the woman, was she in front of her or behind her? The woman behind her said, wait a minute, let me pay for all that you just got. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's just a confirmation that God is blessing. He's blessing. And you know that I always talk about the wealth transfer. It is going on right now. Absolutely, positively. Amen. Trillions of dollars have been given out. The St. Louis area was given $500 million. The wealth transfer is going on right now. So make sure that you're in it. Make sure that you're a part of it. You know, as seasons are, like when the seasons change, as the seasons don't last long. Amen. But this, we're in the season right now, I'm telling you. And I'm trying to see how much I can say. Because I won't even say that. But, you know, to God be all the glory. Amen. Amen. I'll say it. Okay. Started out the beginning of this year. I think it was like last year. And we had saved as much as we could at that time. And because we're expecting to do something by the Spirit of the Lord, He's told us to do something. And since that time, that amount has tripled that the Lord gave to us. And He keeps giving into that, into that savings account, preparing us for what He has told us to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is awesome. So we're looking for Him to continue to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. So stay in that high state of expectation. I think Pastor Price said that on the first Sunday with the tag team preaching. Be in a state of expectation for God to do even great and awesome things. Amen. Okay, so let's pray over the offering and to let you know that in your giving, that there's three ways to give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And that would be $ESLCCC. And when you put that in, you'll see Willie McCoy, and that's Pastor Mom's name. So $ESLCCC. And then the second way is at the door. Amen. If you're here in the Heritage House, you can come to 2E and give your offering. And people have been doing all three ways, and we give God all the praise. I didn't mean to rhyme, but it came out. Amen. And so checks can be mailed to and made payable to ESLCCC, and you can send it to 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. And now let's pray over our tithes and our offerings. Lord God, we just bless you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for the thousandfold blessing, Lord God. Hallelujah. The Deuteronomy 1:10-11 blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us in money and things that money cannot begin to touch. We thank you for the tithing of the hallelujah, to be able to give that 10% and tithe, Lord God. We thank you for opening the windows of heaven, pouring out blessings that's even too much for us to be able to receive it, Lord God, an overflow. So we have to give to others. Hallelujah. We become the distribution center. And we thank you for the overflow of giving. You said, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. There's the overflow again. Hallelujah. Causing us to be a distribution center for your glory, your honor, and your praise. We have all that we need and even greater. And we give you praise for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So we're going to listen to another song today as we get ready to go into the Word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God is awesome. Amen. He is absolutely awesome. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I had a song queued up, and he said, no, you sing. Well, praise God. Amen. I'll start where I'm hearing in the song. He is absolutely awesome, and he's always working wonders. There is no God like our God. There is no God like our God. There is no God like our God. He's absolutely awesome. He is absolutely awesome, and he's always working wonders. There is no God like our God. Let's do it again. We got it. There is no God like our God. There is no God like our God. He's absolutely awesome. He is absolutely awesome, and he's always working wonders. There is no God like our God. He's absolutely awesome. He is absolutely awesome, and he's always working wonders. He is absolutely awesome, and he's always working wonders. He is absolutely awesome, and he's always working wonders. There is no God like our God. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. 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 He is absolutely awesome, and he's always working wonders. There is no God like our God.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. He is absolutely awesome. He's always working wonders. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I needed to hear that. We needed to hear that this morning. Pastor Catherine, Pastor Mom. Amen. He's no God like our God. We can trust him. Hallelujah. To be absolutely awesome. And he's always working wonders. Hallelujah. He's worked a wonder in this place with Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. We can trust him all the way, all the way, all the way. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Lord is, he's given us a word for today, this day and for next Sunday as well. And we're just really excited over this word. He keeps talking to us about it. I know that there's much more in it than that we'll even say today, but let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this word that you've given today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you'll even speak through me today, this
yes.
word, hallelujah, and have your way, Lord God. Move and touch us, because we do need a touch from you. We need all of what you're doing, Lord. We don't want to leave out anything that you're doing. We want it all in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, Lord God, we just say, touch all of us. Let this word go deep into our hearts, become a part of us, so that you can move through us at any time, anywhere, and any place. And we love you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So the word today is the script. I'm just going to say script, strategy, and strength. So say that with me. Script, strategy, and strength. Hallelujah. And so what we're talking about is God's strength. We're talking about, let me go back. We're talking about his script, his strategy, and his strength, because that's what we need. And with his script, his strategy, and his strength, he'll tell us what to say, what to do, and the strength to carry it through. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So if you go to your Bibles, John 14 and verse 20, talk about that script. Because, first of all, script is short for scripture. Amen. And we know about, as I talk, you can go ahead and look up John 14 and 24. And hallelujah. So the scripture is God's script to us. Amen. And when we think about script, we think about a movie. You know, they have a script. Actors have a script. A play, they have a script. You know, and God has a script. He has a script. The Father God has a script. The Holy Ghost has a script. Amen. And we want his script. We're not actors acting out something, but before we were born, there were things that were preordained in the heavenly. Things were written out for us. The script was written out for us before we entered into our mother's womb. You know how the Lord told Jeremiah, hallelujah, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. Hallelujah. And he knew the things that he wanted Jeremiah to do even before Jeremiah was born. There was a script written for Jeremiah. There's a script written for us. And we want his script. We want to speak what he says about us. And we want to speak what he says through us. Praise God. Now, John 14 and 24, it says, he who does not love me does not keep my word. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. So this is Jesus talking, and he was, you know, telling the disciples, you know, he who does not love me does not keep my word. Well, that sounded, you know, maybe kind of hard for them to hear. And then he said, now listen, the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. So he was saying, I got a script from the Father. So I'm saying what the Father said to say. I have a script. Hallelujah. So then Jesus gave the disciples a script. And so I have these wonderful scriptures written out here. Praise the Lord. I want to say this is in the book of Luke, but I'm sure you guys can find it. This is when Jesus was about to go into thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. On Palm Sunday, before he rode down the road on Palm Sunday on the donkey, this is what he said to the disciples. Told them, he said, go to the village opposite you. When you enter, you'll find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, that's the script. If anyone asks you, why are you loosing it? Thus you shall say to him, and the script is, because the Lord has need of it. So Jesus knew what somebody was going to ask before they asked, and then he gave the disciples the script. He said, just tell them, because the Lord has need of it. Amen. So lo and behold, as they went where they were told to go. They loosed the colt. Then the owner of it came to them and said, why are you loosing this colt? And they said, the Lord has need of him. Amen. So the Lord gave them the script. Amen. Let's bring that into today a little bit. In my relationship with the Lord, he has taught me to ask him for the script. When things are going on and, you know, things are happening all around and you want to, there's words that need to come out because we know that words are powerful. You know, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we want God's script to come out of us so that life can come out when life needs to come out, and death will come out when death needs to come out. But life and death is in the power of the tongue. And so we need the script of the Lord so that when he speaks through us, when he speaks to us and through us, what he has already preordained in heaven will take place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there have been times when I remember a long time ago, I guess probably close to 30 years ago in our relationship, and the Lord would tell me, you know, what to say to people. And he would even give me like this conversation here. He'll say, they're going to say to you this, and then you say that. And then they're going to say this, and then you say that. And I was like, okay, Lord, that's how I first started knowing about the script. Amen. And sure enough, it would play out just the way that he said, and I had the words in my mouth. Now, there were other times where I can recall there was a time where I didn't have the script, and someone said something, and I just said, excuse me a minute, and I ran to the bathroom. And I said, okay, God, tell me what to say. Tell me what to say. And he said, no, I can't be rushed like that. You can't, you know, I'm not going to be rushed like that because you're in a panic over what to say. Just be at peace, you know, and the right words will come out. So sometimes with God, he'll give you the script, you know, beforehand. He'll let you know what's going on beforehand. And then sometimes it's got to be a free flow in the spirit, amen. And that as we are at peace and flow with him, spirit, then he'll tell us what to say. Now in Mark 13 and 11, Mark 13 and 11, and it shows up in different places too. I think I have three different versions of it. Mark 13, 11, then it shows up in Matthew 10, 19 and 20, verses 19 and 20. And it also shows up again in Mark 12, verse 11 and 12. And it's basically the same scripture. I'll probably read it out of all of those. Mark 13 and 11. You got that, Pastor?
Yes.
Okay, you can go ahead and read it. 19:11.
But they shall lead you and deliver you up. Take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So here's the script, but you don't get the script ahead of time. And sometimes when he gives the script ahead of time, that, oh, man, that's a cool thing. And then sometimes he'll give the script ahead of time, and we may forget what the script was, okay? And so this way, when it's the Holy Ghost, amen, you know, he said, whatever he said, don't premeditate on it. Don't be thinking about it, because sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes me, it's rolling around in my head. I'm going to say this, I'm going to say that, especially when you want to give a person a piece of your mind. I'm going to tell them this because they wasn't right. They could have done it this way. They should have done it this way. I'm going to tell them. And you, and it's all in your head what you're going to tell them. And I'm going to tell you what the Lord brought to my mind many years ago again. One of my relatives, I'll say it like that, one of my relatives had done something, and I didn't think it was right. I didn't think, you know, what he was doing and how he was acting was right at all. Okay, I'll tell you, this is my uncle, and he was staying with my grandmother. And so I just did not approve of the way that he was acting. So I said, when I see him, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. I had my mind all set, say what I was going to say about to him, about himself. But the Holy Ghost took over. The Holy Ghost took over, and instead of saying the bad things that he had done, the Holy Ghost said to him, thank you. Thank you for taking care of your mother. Thank you for being there with her, because he could have gone anywhere. He said, thank you because your mother put out a desire to me and said she never wanted to be in a nursing home. And because of you being here with her, even, he didn't say even in the state that you're in, but because of you being here with her, she will not go into a nursing home. And she passed away in her 90s, and she never went to a nursing home because he was there. Now, Pastor Mom helped take care of her too, but, you know, he was there with her, staying in the house with her. And so, you know, I thank God that he threw out my script and gave me his script. Amen. To me, Lord, throw out my script and give me your script. Hallelujah. Every time. Amen. Amen. So in this scripture, Mark 13:11, it says, but, you know, don't even worry beforehand. Don't worry. Don't premeditate. Don't try to figure it out. Work it out in your head what you're going to speak. But whatever is given to you in that hour, speak that. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And I know you, like me, you don't want you to speak. You want the Holy Spirit to speak. Hallelujah. And when he speaks, God's will is done. That's how you say it. When the Holy Spirit speaks, God's will is done. Hallelujah. Amen. And that, I love that. That takes the worry out of it, you know, of what you're going to say. Hallelujah. And how are you going to say it? And it's, and what this made me think about, you know, by his Spirit, was the Holy Spirit. Those of us who are filled with the Holy Spirit and speak with other tongues, we need to do that even more than we have before. During the pandemic, about a little over a year ago, the Lord told us at Get 'Em Radio to begin a Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And so we're praying in tongues because we know how important this is to God. It's another one of those simple instructions that the Lord is saying to do that has really great eternal implications, to speak in tongues. And for, you know, what we're talking about today in terms of the script, speaking in tongues tames the tongue. And it says that in the book of James chapter 3, I'm going to let you read that when you have an opportunity, James 3 verses 1 through 12. It talks about how unruly a member of the body that the tongue is. And the tongue will go off and just begin to speak a whole bunch of stuff. You know, it's untamed. But speaking in tongues tames the tongue. Hey, hallelujah. Because every time we speak in tongues, we're allowing the Holy Spirit to really take over or to be unified with our tongue. We're unified with the Holy Spirit every time we speak in tongues. So that is a great reason for us to continue to speak in tongues, because there's going to come a time when there we may not even know come up, but we need to say just the right word at just the right time, and it could be a matter of life and death. So when the more we speak in tongues, the more we're yielding to the Holy Spirit so that he can speak through us whenever he wants to. He can speak through us. He can speak to us. There are times where even the Spirit of the Lord will speak to me through me, and words will come out of my mouth that I didn't make those words. I didn't form those words in my head. They were not premeditated, but they were words that came from the Holy Spirit that gave me the comfort that I needed, the peace that I needed, the direction that I need to be able to do what I need to do. Amen. So repeat after me, Lord, tame my tongue. I want your script.
I want your script.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I think most of us know this scripture. Most of us, I think we say it a lot. And that is Psalm 19 and verse 14. Psalm 19 and verse 14. When I say it, you'll know it. Let the words of my mouth.
Let the words of my mouth.
And the meditation of my heart.
The meditation of my heart.
Be acceptable in thy sight.
Be acceptable in thy sight.
O Lord. My strength,
and my
redeemer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's what we want. We want the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart to be acceptable in his sight. And we want his script. Hallelujah. So when we have his script, then he can flow through us with his strategy. Amen. And we'll talk some more about this next week as well, the strategy and the strength. But just a little bit about it. With the strategy of the Lord, and I'll tell you, since we've been going through with Pastor Mom, even before things happened, and she went into the hospital and came home, and then things began to go on in her body, the Lord began to tell me about the strategy. Some people may call it the plan. My brother-in-law is so good. What's the plan? What's the plan? And it's a strategy is your plan. What are you going to do? And so even my Pastor Mom moving around, we had to have a strategy. We had to prepare things around her for her to be able to move smoothly, even to be able to transfer from the chair to the transport. Or even to be able to work with her, we needed a strategy. And the Lord has given us strategies, right, Pastor? we have, and that has helped us. Amen. It's helped us. Every strategy that the Lord gave to us has helped us to make it easier. You know, and now that we know the strategy, some strategies, and we'll talk some more next week about this. I'm just giving you like a little highlight. But once we have the strategy, then we could organize. And we knew, you know, what's coming up next. You know, we know what we can do next. And it causes things to be easier. So one of the strategies that he gave us was, you know, if Pastor Mom didn't have the right strategy, or we didn't have the strategy in advance for her to get up from this chair that she's sitting in to get in the transport, then the strategy was take your left hand and put it on the right handle. And once she took her left hand, put it on the right handle, it would position her to be able to sit easier. Without a strategy, we found out what it looked like without a strategy, and that is like just hanging in the air. And just hanging in the air caused panic and frustration on more than one part at more than one time. But with the strategy, we could move from one place to the next easier. Hallelujah. Amen. So we have the strategy, and we've basically been living this scripture up close and personal for the past week or so, because the strategies are so important. And we're talking about just, you know, from what's going on here right now in our lives. But God will give you strategies, you know, for if he's told you to go out and buy a home, he'll give you his strategy for it. His strategy is the one that's the awesome strategy. With your children, raising your family, I know that Minister Rachel could probably tell us a lot about strategy, because God has given her strategies on even how to prepare meals when there wasn't, you know, that much food in the house, how to prepare meals. Pastor Mom, when she was raising us, the seven children, she had some strategies on even how to cook. You know, we learned that string beans and potatoes is a beautiful thing. Amen. So she had all kinds of strategies. And so God will give you his strategy no matter what you're going through. I can think of a strategy that he gave to me when I was in school, and I was becoming a computer programmer. And he gave me the strategy to be able to go through the test. I was on the final exam. The final exam took a whole week to go through, and how to put that together. And the Lord put the strategy in my head. And part of the strategy was, that's enough for right now. Stop right now, and we'll come back to this later. Amen. Amen. So that's, you know, some of the strategies. And then, and we'll talk about that, like I said, some more next week, and then strength. Because when God gives you the script, when he tells you what to say, he tells you what to do, and then he'll give you the strength to carry it through. Hallelujah. Amen. He's a good God. Hallelujah. And I want to go back to script for a moment as we get ready to close here. He said also part of the script that he gives is silence. There's some times where he will tell you, just don't say nothing. And we got to be good with that. Hallelujah. We have to be good with just shutting our mouths. Amen. And the scripture that goes with that is, be still and know that I am God. So there are times that part of the scripture is just be still and know that he's God, and to trust in him with all our heart, leaning not to our own understanding, just acknowledging him in all our ways, and he'll direct our path. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and close now. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God, for your script, your strategy, and your strength. Hallelujah. Where we are weak, your strength is made perfect. Hallelujah. help us with all of this to be able to carry out those strategies that you give to us, Lord God, and to be at peace as we do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord God, for even touching all of our hearts and letting our heart just meditate on those things that are acceptable in your sight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 And the Lord says, all of you who are listening today, I want you to know that this is a real word to you personally. Hallelujah. I am giving you the script. I'm giving you the words to say. Hallelujah. Some of you are already looking for those words that you need to say to a family member. You're about to go to court. There's other things that's happening in your life, and you need my script. Rest assured that I'm putting my script in your mouth even now. Don't worry about it. Don't premeditate it on it. Don't try to figure it out. But I will give you the words at just the right time, and you will know that it's me. And so be at peace. Be at peace. Be at peace. All is well. I'm with you, and this word is exactly for you today. Hallelujah. And I'll give you the strategies on what to do, how to do it. And when you go back and you think about it, I've given you strategies for other things in your life, other situations in your life. I've given you a B, and a C, and I've shown you things. And I will continue to do that. So look for my strategies along with my script, so that you know what to say and you know what to do. And you'll do it just at the right time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just hear him say, yes, there are things that are going to happen not many days hence where you're going to need my script and you're going to need my strategy. And along with that, you'll need my strength. And be assured that I will give you strength through everything that you're going through. Hallelujah. Praise God. And don't think that these are bad things that are going on. Glory to God. Because even as I put this word together with the other word that I've given to you, even about the wealth transfer, even money's coming to you, even debt cancellation, you need the script and the strategy for that as well. Hallelujah. You really need a strategy when you have an overabundance of money. Hallelujah. And I give that to you as well in the name of Jesus. And I give you the strength to be able to follow through on all that I've given to you. Don't try to figure out how you're going to have the strength to do it. I give you the strength now in the name of Jesus. And when you need it, it will well up on the inside of you. All of the strength and more that you need will well up on the inside of you. And you'll be able to do things that you had no clue that you'd be able to do. Lord, we thank you for that. We praise you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think about Pastor Mom when the Lord woke her up this morning and said, go over there and, you know, get up and move and sit over there. Do it, you know, don't call anybody to help you. I'm going to do this. So go ahead and do it. And she did. And we praise God for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for giving us the strength to be at peace, to see her move by herself and be okay. So we thank you, Lord, for that. We give you praise and glory. Hallelujah. Amen. For those of you who are listening, and I like to say those of you who are listening to our podcast in 2055, when I'll be 100 years old by then, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And some of you may be wondering about receiving the Lord. You want this script. You want this strategy. You want this strength. More than anything, you want Jesus to be the center of your life. And the way you do that, the Lord says that, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone would open the door, I will come in and sup with them and them with me. Hallelujah. So the Lord just wants you to open the door of your heart and let him come in. Hallelujah. And when he says, I will sup with you, I'll have food with you, I'll eat with you. Hallelujah. And then everything that we need, he brings it. He brings it with him because he is the bread of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is the bread of life. He is the living water. Hallelujah. He is the meat. Glory to God. And so he brings everything that you need as you let him in. And how do you let him in? Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God is raising from the dead, you shall be saved. It's your time for salvation. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Show me your way. And help me to follow you. Forgive me of all my sins. And now I know I'm saved. I'm born again, and heaven is my home.
Heaven is my home.
Thank you for your script.
Thank you for your
strategy.
Thank you for your strategy.
And thank you for your strength.
Thank you for your strength.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, yes, you are saved. You are born again. And we invite you to become a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We meet here every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. The same phone number, 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. And we are a family. Hallelujah. We'll talk with you. We'll pray with you. Amen. Hallelujah. And we'll help you to be able to know the Lord even more. We're not a fancy church. We don't have form, fashion, and show, but we do have Jesus at the center of it all. Hallelujah. So we invite you to become a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And you can do that by just, you know, coming on, sing, and joining with us. Also, to let you know, we do have Bible teaching on Mondays. Our Bible teaching is at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. It's called Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, and you'll learn more about the Word of God. Dr. Lorraine, God has given her a gift to dig into the Word of God and to be able to teach in such a wonderful way. Hallelujah, that we learn the Word of God even more. And then on Tuesdays, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And we pray in tongues for 1 hour. Even if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit yet, join us. And God will fill you to overflowing and give you that precious gift of speaking in tongues. And then we go into interpretation. Hallelujah. And people have been touched. Glory to God. The second Wednesday of every month, we have prophetic healing. So if you're in need of healing, mark your calendars, set your cell phone alarm. Our next prophetic healing will be on Wednesday, June the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And the Lord is healing. Glory to God. So if you're in need of healing or you know someone, please let them tell them about it. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, Wednesday, June the 9th. Hallelujah. And then on this Thursday, and that is May the 20th. We still have a guest speaker on our Thursday edition, and her name is Pastor Shirley Bird. It's been such a blessing to have her with us. She has a prison ministry, and her ministry is to just to help those in need. Amen. And if that's your heart, you got to listen to it. Amen. And that's on this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. And then same phone number. And then next Sunday, we'll be back here again with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is the senior pastor and I'm the apostolic pastor. And we'll be back here and we'll be talking about script, you say it three times fast, script, strategy, and stress. Talking about that again, or part two, on next week. Amen, amen, hallelujah. If you have any comments, questions, or prayer requests, press your number one key, and we'll open the line for you. Amen, hallelujah. Any comments, questions, or prayer requests? You got a comment, Pastor Kat, Catherine?
Yes, praise God. Thank the Lord so much for the message on today. A great reminder. Amen. But as you were ministering, when you said, don't worry about what you're going to say, let the Lord give his script. And I saw a vision of a husband and a wife. As she was ministering that.
Yeah.
And God is saying that if you take his script and leave your script out, this is going to be the strategy to overcome whatever situation you're going through with. And God going to give you strength to be able to overcome.
Woo! Hallelujah!
Well, I don't know. As I said, I don't know who it is. It could be somebody today. Or even in the future. But as she was ministering that, that's what just kind of flashed up before me today. And so I just want to say thank you, Apostle.
Amen.
That was really, that was also not only just for somebody's marriage, but I know it was for me too, for such a time as this. Amen.
Amen.
So thank you so much. God bless you. And I just want to thank God so much for my mom. My mom has been sitting up now for
wow, since then,
all of this service.
Yeah.
And she prayed such a strong prayer today.
Hallelujah.
And you've seen how God has come through these last 3 days, because she was in such excruciating pain. And she would cry out, look like every, 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But praise God.
Hey!
I just want to say thank
Hallelujah.
You. So God bless all of you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm going to open up your line. I thought Minister Elaine said she had something she wanted to say. I think this is Minister Carey. I'm going to open up your line. Anyone else? If you have your number one key press, I don't see it. So if you're saying something or you want to say something, press your number one key. Amen. It's not a whole lot of us today. I'm going to open a line for Minister Carey, then I'll open a line for everybody. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Apostle Kizzy and all the saints, I just thank God for this morning. I thank you, the Lord, for that word that he gave, because it takes away the anxiousness. sometimes you get so anxious about what to say, and you want to say the correct thing, but just to rest in him and just wait And it did, it takes that away and allows me to walk just patiently. So I praise God for that. I also want to ask for prayer today, too. I'm going for a little procedure tomorrow, cataract removal on my left eye. So I would like the saints to really pray for me as I go through that.
Amen. Amen. So let's pray now for it. Father, and thank you. Thank you for your comments, Minister Carey. And Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we all join our faith together with Minister Carey right now as she goes in for the cataract surgery, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for touching the doctor, Lord, and just guiding their hand by your spirit in the name of Jesus, that as you move through them, they'll go beyond their knowledge, beyond their training, and then just go into the spirit, and that everything that they do will be just the right thing at just the right time in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your touch, even on her eyes, even right now, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. What time are you going in tomorrow?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock?
Yes, at 9.
Okay. All right. I'll make sure I'll put that on the calendar, on my cell phone so I can be praying as you go in.
Okay.
All right. And all of us can do that too. Praise God. Thank you. Minister Rachel, welcome.
Oh, hi, everyone. Oh, thank you for welcoming me. Okay. I thank God for hearing everything, and I needed to pray that I needed to do his script. And I thank him for him blessing me to do his script when I was, just newly saved, trying, like you said, strategies on how to feed the children with less money than, and I have asked the person of the place where I live at, could you live off of what I have to live off? And she said no. But I just thank God that he blessed me and he continuously blessed me and my family and many others that he has. I'm just going to say I thank God for the obedient in him. To everyone, may y'all continue to stay obedient in him. And he loves y'all. And I love y'all too. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Hallelujah. You guys may hear our fire alarm in the background here. I'm trying to mute when I'm not talking because it's banging in the background. But all is well. We live in a senior apartment building right now, and that happens. Unfortunately, it happens every other day. And the alarm has to stay on until the fire department comes. And they usually come and, all is well. Somebody was probably cooking breakfast and walked away from it or fell asleep or something. So, amen. Sister Debbie, I'm going to open up your line for a moment. Sister Debbie, Minister Mary, Pastor Price, and Pastor Mark, your lines are open. If you want to say anything, you can right now.
God bless you all this morning.
Oh, God bless you, Pastor.
Yes. God bless you all this morning. I was going in the bathroom in a McDonald's just now, and all of a sudden I heard this beeping, 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 and I said, Lord, what's the matter? What's the matter? I had my phone with me, and I said, Lord, what is the beeping I'm hearing? And then you just explained. because, I mean, it was just beeping and beeping and beeping, and that's what I didn't know what it was. So good morning to each one. Good afternoon now to each one of you all. And Pastor Mom, hello and love you, and I'm just rejoicing that God, what he's continuing to do in your life. Apostle and Pastor Catherine, I thank God for you all and for all the hard work that God has you all. You know, the loving, the labor of love. I call it a labor of love, what he does in and through you all. So I just thank God for each one of you and that word. Oh, the script, the strategy, and the strength. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Good word for a special time such as this. I'm always looking to God to give me the right script to say, the right strategy. Hallelujah. And the strength to go forward on a day-to-day basis. Apostle, I thank God for you and for that word. I thank God for each one of you all in your respective places, and I just send much love to each one of you all. Glory to God. We're kind of traveling along on the road, out and about today. We're out and about. So I give glory to God and thank God for each one of you all.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for the comments.
Right.
Pastor Mom is here. She's looking beautiful and at peace. Amen.
Oh, well, you gotta take a picture, Pastor Mom. Take a picture, Pastor Mom, and send us a picture.
Amen. I will.
So God, all right, I'm going back on mute. God bless you all. And love you all.
All right. Love you, too. Amen. As you guys are out and about traveling mercies, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Did you want to say anything, Sister Debbie? Okay. Amen. All right, then. We're going to have Pastor Mom. Wait. Minister Mary, did you want to say anything? Okay, just want to give you an opportunity. You got your mute button on? All right, then. We're going to have Pastor Mom go ahead and close us out in prayer. May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee. While we're absent. One from another. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. We praise God. Amen. Even for her to do that from memory. Glory to God. It's a blessing. Well, we just praise God for each and every one of you. And we just say, just have a blessed rest of the day. Love all of you guys. Love all of you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. Bye-bye.